where we used to bear our heart and soul. Never hear the microphone, but we knew every single word. It's been a long, long time since we used to play punk rock and basements, punk rock and basements. That's where we made it, that's where we used to bear our heart and soul. Never hear the microphone, but we knew every single word. Way, way loud, see the past appearing, gonna make you wonder if you're coming or you're leaving. Way, way loud, see the past repeating, gonna make you wonder if you're following or leading. Yeah, we were loud in the crowd, we were freaking out. It was the sound of revolution that translated to action. I can still taste the sweat, ha ha. I have been carried by the motion, ha ha. I have been deafened by the volume. The music gave us freedom, it was a reason to believe it. Way, way loud, see the past appearing, gonna make you wonder if you're coming or you're leaving. Way, way loud, see the past repeating, gonna make you wonder if you're following or leading. And the band goes, whoa, oh, oh, 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 whoa, oh, oh. It's been a long, long time since we used to play. It's been a long, long time since we used to play. It's been
save the. God save the. God save the. God save the David Bowie and the New York Dolls. God save the men in dresses and still got balls. Well, yo, yo, yo. God save the queen. The guys who dress up like girls. God
That was The Family Township with By the Fox. Before that, we heard Sprints with a song called Cathedrals. Let me see. Prior to that, Chris is here. So Chris Wagner. So that's why I'm kind of, I got to run down and get him. But Sprints, song called Cathedral off Letter to Self. Spiller with God Save the Queens off their four-song EP. And Worshipper with Keep This from One Way Trip. I'm going to run down and get him. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. I'm going to play some music between then. Here we go.
Yeah.
Right, that was I Don't Care by the Downhauls. Before that, you had Condition Baker. Sweet Nothing's the name of that song. Japan Droids with Younger Us. And I'm here with Chris Wagner, picking away over there.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how you doing? Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're going to play a few for us. I'm going to play a few off the laptop. But before we do that, let's chat just a bit about yourself. So not to go way back, but how early did you like pick up a guitar and say, I think I want to do this?
You know, I started singing when I was 17, but I didn't start playing guitar until I was 22.
Oh, all right.
And I didn't start really writing and playing until I was probably my late 20s, really, and sort of went from there. So, but it's something I've always loved, music, singing.
So you were singing first?
Yes.
Okay. And like, where were you singing? Like in just... Well, bands?
Yeah, I was in some bands.
Okay, but you weren't
high school,
playing.
College, but you know, I was a big Roger Daltrey guy, so
yeah,
that's what led me into it all.
Yeah, we might touch on that a bit later.
Okay, sure.
But so were Modern Day Idols your first full fledged band, or were you in bands prior to that?
No, I was in a band called Top Heavy for about 10 years that I wrote all the songs for and
I
sang
know that
and played
name.
Guitar. Yeah, and we played for. Wow, we were, 99 to 2011. And
that was a big run. That was a good run.
Yeah, we played with a lot of bands in the area.
Yeah, it's a good run.
Played pretty much everywhere you could play in Boston. We, for a while, you know, I hesitate to use the word toured, but we played about as far as north as Maine and as far south as D.C.
That's a tour. For a local band, that's a tour.
Played out in California once.
Yeah.
That was fun, so... Yeah.
And Modern Day Idols came along. Where'd you get the name, first of all?
You know what? I wanted a name that didn't sound like Top Heavy.
And, right. So not Top Heavy. You knew that.
And I kind of wanted something, I don't know. I'd heard a similar name from back where I'm from, and I kind of liked the flow and the vibe of it. And I liked the fact that I could use, you know, we could have like an acronym as opposed to...
Uh-huh.
Just needed to use a name or a symbol or something, and it just sort of clicked, and that's what I stuck with. So
it's a cool name. I like it. So when did that get together? What year?
We started in 2011, and it was a bit of a transition. There was a little bit of holdover from the Top Heavy piece of things. We recorded our first record right around, about 2013. And then shortly after that, we just couldn't... had some differences in opinion. It always happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not uncommon in bands.
And so some members left, some members kind of stayed, and then I was actually trying to... sort of the current band came about because we were considering doing a top heavy reunion, you know, because there was such demand for it. Yeah. But we, I'm kidding, but we thought it'd be kind of cool, and tried to get that together, and there were a number of factors that got involved, but it all fell apart, and a couple of guys didn't want to do it after that because we had to reschedule, and I was taking lessons from my guitar player and friend Tony Savarino.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about it during a lesson. I figured if nothing else, I'll start working on my guitar chops a little bit more, and was in a lesson talking about it. And he suggested that he had actually filled in Top Heavy for a period of time. And he suggested, you know, he knew some people that would be more than happy to do it. We could just sort of do it, and I'd really be the only person from Top Heavy.
Right.
And so we did that, and everybody in the band was great and fun and cool. And so light kind of went off, and I was like, hey, would you guys want to do some Modern Day Idols stuff? And then that led to us working up some more songs that I had written, and that led to the last record that we did with Ducky Carlisle.
Yeah.
And which is a huge loss.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. That was a fascinating year, I gotta say.
Helped a ton of bands. Yeah. And great at what he did. Yeah.
Fantastic work with. I love that record. And our bass player for the first part of that, Tom Latta, was involved in a bunch of other stuff, and he's in a band called Ghosts of Jupiter that started to really pick up, and he wasn't able to do it. And Sean McLaughlin, who's our current bass player, knows everybody else in the band, Tony and Stephen Hart, and he'd filled in once or twice before, and he's a great guy, and it all just sort of clicked. And so we've been working as that quartet for the last couple of years, and I've had some songs floating around that I've been wanting to work up, but I've been busy with a bunch of other stuff, and finally got to a point where it was like, either got to do it or not. So we're gonna be taking a little bit of break after this show coming up and going into the studio and recording four or five tunes. Yeah.
So did you? So you stopped playing guitar kind of with Modern Day Idols? Is that safe to say?
No, I played in Top Heavy.
You did?
And I mean, I did some acoustic stuff before that, but I've sort of branched out.
Yeah.
Since I've done all that, I do a lot of solo acoustic stuff when I can't do band stuff.
I know. And
I keep busy.
I'm gonna play a track.
Okay.
And when we come back, I'll let you play one live. But here's Modern Day Idols.
Nice.
Talk about love and time.
All right. I almost, sometimes we're talking off here and I forget to, I gotta check the song. I want to run into the next one. That was See It Tonight, Modern Day Idols off of, that's your latest, right?
Off of Modern Day Idols, yeah.
That was self-titled. But you did have one release prior to that.
Yeah, it's called Almost Glad to See You.
All right. I'm going to let you play one live and then we'll talk a bit more and I'll play another track. But it's all yours.
Cool. It's a song called Not the Only One.
Thinking about me all the time, how you were in too deep and made us lose your mind. I wish there was something more that I could say, and how you've made your bed and thrown it all away. One more One more second and now you know you've wrecked it all on your own. And here's where you'll say this don't mean anything, and why would I lead you on? And what will you do when this comes back to you? To get you off my mind, second guessing everything I leave behind. Wish there was something more for me to hear than how I brought this on myself with all my fears. One more minute and now
nice.
Thanks.
Nicely done. So, yeah, I know that you You play a lot. You're not one to turn down a gig, and you do a lot of acoustic, like this, solo acoustic stuff, right?
I do, yeah.
And so not a lot of guys can do that. So that's like I had Krista Johnson on a while ago, and she, I've had her on a lot lately, actually, and she plays a lot of acoustic as well. And I said, when you started out, was that like your intent to kind of be able to do things with band and without if need be? And I imagine that was a little different with you because you started out not really playing guitar, but...
As I progressed, I sort of what happened is out of necessity. There were times that Top Heavy just couldn't do stuff, and I realized in order to get any better, I needed to put myself out there. And the first couple shows were pretty scary.
I'd imagine, right?
But the turning point was I got a gig at the Middle East Corner.
Yep.
And it was like cool because it was a paying gig, the whole nine mm-hmm. yards. And it was pretty busy that night, I have to say. This is early 2000s or whatever.
This was a while ago.
I got up there and started doing it, and, you know, I was nervous, and I wasn't sure what was going on. And at one point, I got kind of indignant because I was like, nobody's paying any attention. And, you know, I was used to doing, like, the band thing where you're, you know, the original thing. And then it kind of clicked, I don't know, 20 minutes in, that it was like, you know, I'm filler. I'm sort of here, and nobody really cares all that much. If they hear something they really like, they'll pay attention. But, like, if I goof something up, people weren't really paying that much attention. And it became a lot easier after that. And then as I've sort of worked more and had to do more of this, I feel like I've gotten better. I'm not a guitar virtuoso. But I can play well.
You manage, though. You do well. You can play, which is...
Yeah, I could do what I do, and it works well. And, being able to sing helps. But, I've become a lot more comfortable with it. And I've had to throw covers in for longer shows and that kind of stuff. But it's...
Once you got by that initial thing, it seems like you were fine with it, though.
And it's easy because I can do whatever I want to do when I want to do it, and I can play what I want
to
play.
A lot of gear. You don't have to get the band together, and again, you have to worry about can this guy make it? Like, as long as I can get there, we're good to go.
Right, exactly, pretty much. And everybody in my band's in like four other bands, so it makes it really
That's another thing with the local scene, especially drummers. Drummers seem to, I don't know any drummer that's not in multiple bands. It's crazy, but that sounded great. I'm going to play another one off of Modern Day Idols. This is probably my favorite track. I play this probably more than anything of your tunes.
Cool.
So I don't know what it is, but here it is.
You like it?
Yeah. Don't know what it is, but I like it. All right. One of my favorite tracks by you guys.
Thanks. It's a fun tune.
Yeah, it's a real kicker. I'm going to let you play a couple, and then we'll chat a bit more with what we got left. But, yeah, go ahead.
All right. Let's give this one a shot. This is actually the title track of our first record. It's called... I always give the little story that I'm not great at love songs. This is about as close as it gets. So there's a song called Almost Glad to See You. Tonight, I was almost glad to see you. Tonight made me almost want to be with you. Oh, and there was nothing in your life gonna keep me here tonight. And tonight I was almost glad to see you. Today the sun still rose without you. Today just confirmed my doubts about you. There was nothing you could say gonna change my mind anyway. And today just confirmed my doubts about you. I don't know why I stayed on what I'd hoped to find. I know it's useless cause I don't even wanna try. Oh, and there was nothing in your life gonna keep me here tonight. I was almost glad to see you. Oh, tonight I was almost glad to see you. Oh, tonight, yeah, I guess I was glad to see you.
Nice.
Thanks.
That's your love song.
That's as close as it gets, yeah.
That's as close as we're going to get with that.
I love that. I love that
song. Let me get this in before you play another one. I got to get it. If you're under the influence of anything, everyone think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. That's out of the way.
Awesome. And it sort of ties into this next
song. Oh, that's right. That's right. So, what a segue.
I just want to make sure I'm kind of in tune here. The beauty of capos. They make life horrible. but so this is a tune off of our most recent record. And it just really kind of came together. It's a song called Lust and Alcohol.
Sitting here drinking till the morning light, trying to make some sense of the whole damn night. I don't know what the hell we're doing here. Now we're looking at each other, nothing more to say. Never thought these feelings would get in our way. I don't think this will end too well, my dear. Just where it's gonna go, but in the end, I guess we should've known. And here you're coming down now the hall. Dress yourself in lust and alcohol. Tonight, and now we'll go on
fantastic.
Thanks.
Good stuff. So it's 8:51. So we got a bit here.
Okay, cool.
We can squeeze some talk in. You talked about some new modern day idol stuff coming up next year or shortly as far as recordings.
Yeah, we've got some songs that I've had floating around for a while. It's taken me sometimes I can write stuff real quick, sometimes it takes a while. I had like basics ideas, but sometimes it takes me a while to come back to it. But we've got 4 or 5 tunes that we've been working up, pretty happy with all of them. And I've got lyrics done for 2. That's always sort of the last thing that comes for me most of the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I get...
It's music first?
Well, I get I get ideas and I get choruses a mm-hmm. lot. Like, I'll get a chorus and then I often build the rest of it around the chorus.
You fill it in, that's where you get kind of like... Eh.
Sometimes I get, they hit me different ways.
Yeah.
But I've got the choruses and certain parts of 2 fleshed out, but need to get sort of the first stuff worked out. But 2 of them I've got all the lyrics ready for and the melodies and that kind of stuff. So I'm pretty excited about it. It's in the same wheelhouse as some of what we do, but I feel like each thing we've done has been a bit of a progression.
Mm.
And got a couple sort of rocky songs on there. We got a couple of... We've got a one that's a little bit of a alt country kind of thing, which I always like to have something like that in the back of my pocket. So
you can tell we're live as the fire engines go blaring by. Wait for the ambulance. Let's touch on the... You're also in a Who tribute band.
Right. Well, I was going to just say we're going to hit the studio at the beginning of December to start, and we're doing it at 37 Foot Productions, which Sean McLaughlin, who plays bass, runs and is a producer, and so we're pretty excited about that. But yeah, I've been trying to keep busy.
You are busy,
when I'm not doing everything else. So I think you've seen at least one of these bands. I'm in a Replacements tribute band. Actually, it's an appreciation band because we do some solo stuff called Dose of Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done some shows over the last couple of years with that, and that's been a lot of fun, and it's had a good response. But we sort of try to keep that a little fewer and further between. And we ended up starting a Gin Blossoms tribute band that I thought no one would have any interest in. But weirdly enough, people really like it.
There's Gin Blossom love out there.
It does. It does well in the burbs. It's really good in the burbs.
Yeah, I would imagine. Right.
And then, as we talked about really at the beginning, and it's funny because Bruno Giordano plays in both of those projects with me, as is Jamie Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got John Burton plays drums. He plays with Tad Overbaugh. Chuck Vath, who plays in... Autumn Hollow is also in the Gin Blossoms thing with us. And Dan Weddle plays drums in Dose of Thunder, just to give those guys a shout out. But there's a little incestuousness with a couple of us. But
that's the way music is.
But it's been good, and it's a lot of fun. Those shows are fun. We've got one of those coming up in the Gin Blossoms thing in October at the Square Root, and a Replacements thing at the end of October at the Square Root. So come on out and check those out if you like those bands.
Yeah.
And then I guess to answer your question, I wanted to be Roger Daltrey when I was 17 years old. Not the easiest stuff to sing.
No.
It's the first song I ever played, actually, in front of people in a high school band was Pinball Wizard.
Wow.
But time went on. I got another stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was never quite certain whether it was really something I could do. And I've worked at a lot of stuff over the last couple of years and really worked on my voice, and this band, the American Who are a fairly established local tribute band.
Yeah, they've been around for a few years.
Their singer who started it left after 12 years, and I knew Pat Cran, who's the drummer.
Yeah.
I said, for laughs, if you're looking for somebody to audition, I'll come down. So I did, and they liked me, but I found out that they lost a couple other people at the time. They were trying to get some other people on board, and it took a while, but we finally played a couple of shows so far, and they've gone real well. It's still a little bit of a work in progress because we're trying to get used to each other. But
that's a lot of material you got to cover, too, I'd imagine, right? Who have quite a catalog.
Yeah, I mean, the first show we did was 2.5 hours, which, I can do that solo acoustic when I can sort of choose what I'm doing. But the Daughtry stuff is definitely making me sing better, because you gotta approach
try.
It a certain way, or it'll
yeah.
kill you.
It'll
so
fall flat.
It's been fun. So yeah, we've got one more show with them, I think in December in Rhode Island, and then we're gonna hopefully bring some stuff back to Boston in the new year.
All right, it's I gotta get out of here. Mm-hmm. But thanks for coming in. Sorry, we're a bit rushed there, but we got everything in.
I guess the big thing is, part of the reason I came in here is we are plugging some new music, but we actually playing the last Modern Day Idol show.
That's right.
Of 2024 this Saturday at the Square Root. It's the after party for the Rosendale Porch Fest.
Oh, okay.
So it's free. It's all ages. I'm trying to remember the names of the other bands. There's sort of a funky bluegrass band opening, and then a punk band after us. I think the Ungraded are after us, and the Lemon Shiners. That's who it is. So we're on around 9.
That's a Saturday.
Saturday, free, no cover, good time, after party, and the Square Root's always a great place to be. So
that's a bargain. All right, Chris. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yep, my pleasure.
Good to be back.
Yeah. WMFO in Medford. We'll see you next week. Rising with Sky Bar, 7 to 9. We'll leave it with a quick one by, let's see what I got, quick State of the Union. Thanks for listening. Peace.
I got the road path down. Got the apology right. I got the chemical romance bottled up real tight. I got the radio. Stupid, stupid me. I never loved.